If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
What if this one had been playing at the Christmas parade that time?
Uh-oh. What did I walk into? Well, I don't know this one.
You don't know Jungle Fever by the Shaka Khas? Shaka Khas?
I didn't, but I got a feeling you would have got that one off the bat. Well, I guess
you just did. No. They actually sampled this in a Two Live Crew song back in the day. But I was watching something the other day, and this was on in the background, or like, you know, one of the scenes. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Shazam. Tell me what song
goodness.
This is.
It's very
and then
sexy.
I have a little folder on my phone that I save them in.
Oh, really? I thought you would have. I mean, I feel like you're the only person who uses Shazam. I feel like you would have.
I love it because it's rather than like Googling, like there's an Elvis parody song that I've been trying to find that we used to play years ago, and I Googled the lyrics and I can't find it. So
oh no,
it's an Elvis. It's to the tune of "Are You Lonesome Tonight," but it's about farting.
Jesus.
And I Googled that and I can't find it.
Is it by chance? Are you farting tonight?
Do you have it?
Might be. No way.
I don't think I know it.
Oh, it mentions Vandekamps in the song.
Beanie Weenies?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Beanie Weenies?
Beanie
Weenies? Beanie Weenies?
How cute.
No, that's what they call the summer camp van in Mexico. It's the Vandekamp.
Derp. That's all I have to say.
That was so lame.
Derp.
I don't know what this is.
Fun.
It's like... This could have been in Blaxploitation. That's hard to say.
I'm staying away from you.
You know, like the Dolomite movies and stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah, and various other ones starring Fred Williamson's usually who was in those.
Right.
Did you find
titles
anything?
I cannot say.
Did you find the Beanie Weenie song?
No, I don't know that song.
It was a long time ago.
Do you feel like you kind of play along now just to see if you still got it?
I don't. The problem with... I used to be really good at that. We do a segment on the show called Who Can Matt Beat Now? Because I was so good at it. And my daddy taught me. Because it was like... But this was when you only had like 12 bands in the world. You know what I mean? Like there was that time when there was...
There are way too many now.
There was only a handful of bands. Mm. So if... Matthew, who's this? That's Steppenwolf, daddy. That's right.
You
know, I do title and artist. And...
You had like one station here.
It made me feel so good. It made me feel smart.
I like the way he hosted it. Matthew, who's this?
Yeah, it wasn't a whole kind of build up or anything. No sound effects.
I could hear him saying that.
Who's that, Matthew? That's in the God of the Vita, Daddy. Iron Butterfly.
Oh, yeah. You put that on, you could go to the bathroom forever.
I did.
You want to see if you still got it?
Let's
like a little
do it.
Exercise? I mean, obviously, I can't play against you because. I would have to pick the music. I guess you could play against yourself if you want to, or maybe Paige can play.
I don't want to embarrass her like that.
Okay.
That Paige knows the music now.
I know she does.
All she does is listen to herself from Freeform Lunch. Mondays at noon. It's too much.
Like, eventually, I think Jeopardy will go away because there's going to be too much knowledge.
It needs to.
There's like there's too much. They're going to be like, what disease came out the year 1940? Dude, I don't know. There's been a bunch this last year. Like, hey, we're going to run out of. There's too many answers. Just like pop culture stuff. There's too much now. All these people, they're showing on TV earlier from the Grammys. I knew one out of 10 people.
Yeah. You have to possess all this knowledge now about mindless BS.
Just stuff that just...
Oh, yeah.
I on one hand, I like the mainstream of conversation, you know? Like I was talking about the other day when everybody's watching 15 different shows and you can't really talk to anybody. Oh, I'm only on season 4. Don't say it or whatever.
You really can't.
But like back then, it's like... There was only a handful of options, and it was easier. Life was easier then.
It really was, man. If an episode came out, you talked about it the next day.
Shoot, yeah.
Now, if you got a show that's 5 years old or less, yeah. You can't mention anything. And
told you, my daughter started Lost, watching Lost.
See, I don't even know what happened in that one.
You watched more TV than I did because we only had one TV in our house, and that was my mom's. She watched whatever she
did
wanted.
Did she have a remote or a flicker?
Of course she did.
I thought you had to go change it because I know some of those.
I did.
Well, we had a box. Remember I told you that my brother would push two buttons at the same time and he watched Playboy Channel.
Oh, he hacked it.
Yeah, he did. And my mom walked in and we were a test market.
I've seen movies that start off like that.
For that. And she got rid of
You're doing it wrong. Let me show you.
Because of what he did with the Playboy Channel, we got rid of MTV and HBO because of my brother. I said, thanks, pervert.
He was watching Spring Break with no pants on.
He didn't go to the jockey lot and just buy a hot box?
No, he you know.
No jockey lots in California, probably.
He probably
they got swap meets out there. He probably she went to the Slauson swap meet. She's got her a Raiders hat and a hot box.
There's like a flea market.
And a 40.
I guess it's the same thing as a jockey lot.
Yeah, I mean, kind of the same thing. The jockey lot, I don't know where, like, the flea market, I get why they called it that.
And it was nice.
It's like where you brought all your junk and it was covered in fleas, I suppose?
No, you just get a lot of antiques. That's where you get, you know, stolen items, very sundry things.
Yeah, stolen items?
Well, you know.
Probably.
Yeah.
You had to dress like a flea to go to the market. Can we play a little, at least?
Yeah. But me against Paige?
Yeah, let's do it that way.
Well, this would be fun.
I just don't know if I can find the theme song.
Who can that be now? I'll be nobody.
Who can you'll do better than now?
Who can that be now?
Yes. I used to be the champion in this game, and old age.
You would smoke people when they called in.
I would.
And then people would always say, I didn't hear it, man. There's a delay on the phone.
Oh, they would blame the AC. Like, no, when you're on the phone, it's the same time. I get no delay. You get no delay.
Yep.
So you'll play a song, and then we will scream our names.
Yes, sir.
Good luck to you, Paige.
I'll play
Good
a snippet.
You, is it going to do, are you doing new, because if it's newer stuff, I won't know it.
Unless it's specialized,
like, you know.
I feel like I got a good mix here. Of stuff you both should know.
I listen to a lot of female artists, so.
Like, I don't have anything too new.
You like Ciara Farrell? She's getting crazy, though. She's going that Kacey Musgraves route.
That's not my.
Going to.
That's what they do, man. They just,
Hollywood freaking sadistic.
No, weird. that's not my thing.
She's dressing like some kind of goddess now, or she's like some deity. I don't like all that mess.
They're like, how can I switch this up? It's like, you don't have to.
You don't.
Just do what you do.
You don't.
Kacey Musgraves can lay butt naked in the grass for Instagram. Still works either way.
Who cares? Don't put on shoes. Levitate at the end of your concert.
You don't have to wear black lipstick or fake eyelashes.
Why not?
Who are you trying to communicate with?
If it makes you happy, wear it.
Well,
hence my outfit today.
If it makes you happy, wear it.
So we know how this goes. I'm going to play the song as soon as you guess. Probably still let it play, but, you know, let the next person jump in. So here's song number one.
Matt, Volbeat, Lola Montez.
Oh, look at that. Ding, 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 ding. I don't have a bell.
Very good.
He nailed it. I'm going to give you a point.
Damn.
Sir. get paid
man,
to get zero.
I want to express to you how my heart feels right now.
I do like Colby.
Like, whoa.
It took me a minute to process which song it was, but.
That voice is unmistakable to me.
If you call it a voice, it sounds like a bunch of sounds.
I think they're good. I enjoyed them in Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Look at that. It's off to a 1-0 start.
Yeah, but.
I'm not very fast today. You'll probably win.
I'm glad you said it, too, because for the podcast, they cannot play them. So I can tell you what they are.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Song number two.
Matt. Okay. Avenged Sevenfold.
Backcountry.
Oh, what'd Paige say?
What'd she say?
Backcountry.
She said backcountry? Is it backcountry?
No.
No.
I said, is it?
Afterlife.
It is Afterlife.
Dum, 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 dum. Oh, right.
Dang, man. That's my favorite
song.
By
I got to quit being so hard on myself.
Yeah, don't. This is your game.
This is your, you are.
It's just the newer stuff. Like, it just, you feel boxed out of, like, culture when there's all these new people.
I haven't played Avenged Sevenfold in a very long time, unfortunately.
It's good workout music.
You hear that, boss? Let's see if we can work him back in.
Yeah. It's good workout.
Neither
music.
One of them.
Yeah, why don't you let me worry about it, Fatty? Do we want to do... You're already up 2-0.
Oh, he's going to win every single one of them.
Quit being a puss. Don't give up.
I'm not. I'm tired.
I saw that on the shirt.
I'm worn out.
Well, hang on.
That's what it says. Don't give up. And on the back, don't be a puss. It's a new John Cena shirt.
I will at least do a best of five, which means if you got this one, you would win. But I kind of want to keep going for a little bit.
Go for it. I feel great.
Here's song number three.
Paige. Hello, Eileen. Dexy's Midnight.
No.
Come on, Eileen.
You had to take it away from me, even though you don't get two answers.
Yeah, no.
Come on, Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners.
That is correct. Ding, ding. Not hello, Eileen.
I can't remember anything.
She's on it, man. Like, she gets real close, but hello, Eileen.
Eileen is the name of the one-legged woman.
You know, and I had a friend named Eileen, and we used to play this song for her all the time.
Oh, I bet she loved that.
No, she hated it. She hated this song. She didn't like her name, Eileen. I was like, come on, Eileen.
Where?
That was before all the D's Nuts jokes, too.
She wasn't wearing a blue dress when she said
come on.
Oh, we got time for
I just snorted Red Bull out of my nose. Went out. Not even snorted
doing?
Up. It went
you,
out.
You keep your bull to yourself, buddy.
You know what? You know what the a friend of mine that
I don't know.
Works in the distribution of drinks said?
What?
They're discontinuing Peach Red Bull.
I don't know. What?
I don't know.
Where will you go? What should you ever do?
Probably Elderberry.
Okay.
You know who they just signed to a huge Neil deal?
Who?
Arch Manning. Red Bull did. They won't say how much they gave him.
Ball ton.
They said it was very lucrative.
What?
That's not how much he weighs.
I meant a buttload. I said butthole ton.
Oh, good gracious.
Even though you're up three, let's do another one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling wonderful.
This might be the last one we have time for, actually.
Let's see. Paige.
Huh?
Pretty Reckless. Down Below.
Is it Down Below?
Oh, God, what is the name of this song?
Oh, Matt for the Steel. She got half of it right.
Oh. Is it Heaven Knows?
It is Heaven Knows.
It is.
You got it.
Well, I had to hear
it. It is Heaven Knows.
Yeah. All right, so do one more.
One more, okay.
See if Paige can...
I got the chorus Down Below.
How'd you get off the drum? That was good.
This one might be a little
tough. Because I like her, but I can't remember the name of songs.
Yeah, I feel like you both get this one. Okay. This will be the last one, even though Matt already won, technically.
Oh, damn it. This is...
Is it? Oh, damn it. This is... You got to say your name.
I know the band, but I'm not going to say it because that'd help her.
Oh, that is true. She's writhing over there, man. Like, she really can't guess it. You want first crack?
It's not Jane's Addiction. No.
I'm going to go for it.
I feel free.
It's Godsmack, Sinner and Saints. Sinners and Saints. Saints and Sinners.
It is Saints and Sinners.
Okay. I get half for that.
Would you have gotten that, Paige?
No, I would not. Even though I love Godsmack, I wouldn't have gotten that.
I don't know if you like them.
That was pretty easy, though.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it was.
Yeah, back in the day, man, it got pretty contested.
Like, I can do it with songs we play on this station, a handful of newer country, older country all day. Top 40, I won't know. Like, I love Kendrick Lamar. I didn't even realize that's who it was on TV a while ago.
Yeah, I had some country waiting if it got to that. Not the new stuff, obviously, but some old stuff.
Oh, do it.
You can own the country because I don't listen to country music.
Paige doesn't like country music.
I like it. I just don't listen to it.
wait, what? Not,
I just don't. If I'm driving around, I usually listen to things that are different. I like rock.
This is an easy one you would have gotten.
Oh, Matt. Kenny Rogers, Gambler.
It is the Gambler. It is.
I wouldn't have known it by the guitar riff.
Once he sings, I know it. Usually on the radio, they would always talk up over that part. Wow, that was okay.
I hated that. Like, you stupid jock doing your job. Let me get a clean cut.
Especially if you were taping it off the radio.
And it's something stupid like school lunch today. He's got pizza like every day and a couple of orange slices. Here's the Gambler, Kenny Rogers. 12 in a row coming up right after Kenny.
You that sound means 11 like a puker. More. Thank you.
You do a good Rob laid back black.
Terrible one.
It's a quiet storm, baby. Yeah. You getting cheated on? I know you are. Because I'm cheating with your woman. There's Keith Sweat, Twisted.
I don't mind.
That was fun, man. We got to bring back another game or two. Just to do it.
Yeah. Somebody was telling me the other... Oh, it was Thomas Holland.
Tommy!
He was saying that...
He's from Holland. That's
he wanted us to. Oh, really? It was the Baseball Hall of Flame. Hall of Flame.
Jesus.
Thinking of Billy Dean.
Oh, my God.
It's a Hall of Fame plaque for Cumberland Posey.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, from Name Their Balls. Cum Posey. That was his name.
That's what we got to do again with the. Definitely with Paige. She won't know him. And we got some new names for it.
I'm so bad with names. I can't even remember your name. You're a fat man, and this is Matt Boy, right?
Wow. Look at that. Are you serious right now? God! I don't know who got it worse just now.
Well, I'll call you what your movie character was. Headlines with horror coming up later.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Like when they bicker back and forth, that's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. I'm flighty. I mean, that's the best way to say it.
What, like?
People think I'm, like, full of crap when I say it. When they say, hey, you remember the other day when you were saying this? And I'm going to be like,
no.
No? No, it's not like, oh, to borrow one of Paige's catchphrases. I'm so busy. It's not that. It's just, no. You get in here and have a four-hour conversation that's separated by commercials and stuff. Like, not that I don't really, you know, put a lot of thought into what I'm saying, but it's so fast and 20 hours a week of just talking that I don't remember.
It's
so
a
someone's
lot.
Someone's on hold who said that I said I had questions for them, but I don't remember what the questions were now.
And it might refresh you, it might not. This is the tow truck driver from the FOF line.
The tow truck driver from the FOF line. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for your service.
not a problem. I actually enjoy what I do. Love it.
Good. I mean, that's a big part of life is enjoying and loving your job. I'm trying to remember what questions I would have had for you. I just remember lamenting on hot times when my car was getting repoed and they let me get my daughter's car seat out. I do remember saying that. I can't remember what any kind of...
I think I remember what a question might have been.
What?
Because he said that, you know, people assume they're just going to ride with him when he tows the truck. So I think you were thinking, like, how does that conversation happen? Do they just hop in
either
the truck?
Either that or you were going to ask me about, like, that time when I said in the call about that semi-truck daggum near taking my head off while I was on the side of the road strapping a car down.
You know what? It could have been that. And just speaking very, very loosely here, one of my mom's friend's husbands, that's how he passed away, is he was on the side of the road.
They got hit?
As a tow truck driver.
Oh, Lord. I'm sorry to hear that, bud.
Oh, it's been years. I mean, thank you, though. I mean, for sure. It's not like a fresh thing, but, like, thank you. But, like, you're absolutely right with that, though. I mean, with this, you know, people watching out for you doing that. God, it was something else better than that, though. I can't remember what it was.
It's pretty good, though. Like, is that something that happens all the time? You have a lot of close calls?
Man, more times than I can count, like that semi, and I'll make it long story short. I had my back turned, and I was strapping down this car in the middle of the road. It was down in Duncan, and I heard the semi coming. And I turned around and looked up, trying to make eye contact with him to get him to move over. When I looked up at him, he was looking down into his truck.
Oh, God.
And the way he was coming, he was only like 6-7 inches away from getting to my truck. So I literally jumped over my lift, like, you know, action movie jump and roll over my lift to get out of the way. And as I'm jumping over, I could feel the force of the wind from his truck, from how fast he was going and how close, come against my legs. Like, if I didn't jump over, that'd have been it for me right there.
Oh, wow. Good thinking.
Yeah, that's true. Man, I'm sorry. I wish I could think. I mean, those things are fine. I just can't remember what it was. I remember in the moment thinking, God, I got a good question for a tow truck. Oh, this might not be it, but this just popped in my head, too. Let's say you don't do repos, right? You only do towing.
Yeah, the company I work for, they quit doing repos, but we do impounds. But as far as, like, a finance company calling us, hey, they missed a payment, go pick it up.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Boy, like, why not? Did something happen?
Violence.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly couldn't tell you. because I just started with this company a few months ago, but I used to do repos up in Morgantown, West Virginia, where WVU is.
And oh, okay.
That was a lot of fun with them college kids, I'll tell you that.
You didn't get coal miner's lung, did you?
Say that again?
You didn't get coal miner's lung, did you?
Coal miner's lung?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I've heard about this a lot. These repo guys in these college towns, when they're illegally parked, even on the side of the road, they'll scoop them up real quick, and that's like a couple $100. Like, they're just right.
Oh, yeah. Like, if they are parallel parked and you're in one of these snatch trucks that you can control the lift from the side of the truck.
Is that like Bang Bus? Bang Bus and snatch truck.
That's a good bang.
I'm just being silly.
But you could just, like, some cars, you could just pick them up right underneath in the middle and pull it out. Tires will roll and get that angle for you. Drop it down, pull up, back up to the front, snatch it out there. Take it out.
Hmm. God, you get to steal cars for a living. That's kind of cool.
I like that.
Or used to.
Used to. Now
well,
just...
no, I mean, I still do the impounds, you know.
Yeah.
Complex or trailer park, hey. They're parked illegally or it's abandoned or something like that.
You could tow someone's trailer home away?
Say that again?
Could you tow a house like a trailer?
He's got coal miners here. Can you tow someone's home away like a trailer?
No, you can, not like an actual trailer. Okay. No, but they do have attachments for snatch trucks for you to take around like a... RVs and campers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a fifth wheel attachment.
God bless.
Like, you can't take it if somebody's in it, right? Like, it's literally kidnapping, but they ain't going to let you take it, too, so I don't know how you work that out.
I mean, it comes down to the legal situation, you know what I mean? It just all depends on it, but I've never...
You ever about to tow somebody and the woman offers you oral favors so you won't? Well, have you ever been offered sexual favors to not tow a car?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they ain't got the money to pay that drop fee up there in West Virginia. Them college chicks, they didn't mind.
Well,
dang.
They didn't mind. Listen to him.
But you have integrity with your business. You never did anything like that, and I know that.
I plead the fifth.
You don't have to answer that.
You sound like Mark Furman. All right. Thank you, anonymous tow truck driver. Call the FOF line anytime. And this not line, too.
Yeah.
You're wonderful. Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, brother.
See you.
You're right, though, man. It's those, look, we talk a lot. It's those fleeting comments that get you from one thought to the next that sometimes people will hang on, like, what were you going to say?
Like,
Party Man Dan will do that. Like, he'll message me a lot saying, what were you going to say? I'm like, I don't know, Dan. Don't know, buddy.
Yeah.
Probably that's, something genius, but don't that's, know.
That's probably not true. But no, it's you just can hear and you go 90 miles an hour. I'm now going right back to like thinking about that. I want to say his name right. His name was Eddie Mills, was the guy that was my mom's friend's husband who was a tow truck driver, and that's how he died. I was like, well, I should say his name. He was a good dude.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, like, God, y'all, just be careful. I know. Be careful.
Let them live. Let them drive.
Right, there's a cone out there for a reason. It's not a target.
Yeah.
Just move.
I know. All right.
I would rather you risk your own life in a car than a
risk
tow truck driver's.
Oh, I see. All right.
Okay.
We will.
Thank you for
He's defenseless. You're already in the car. You at least have a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, God, be careful.
I mean, he told you had to jump over like an action movie. So
I know. I would have been hit. We would have been hit.
I'd have broke the truck.
Oh, God.
All right. We will tow truck driving calls, maybe?
Maybe.
I hope not. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Very interesting, Fatboy. I'd like you to share that with the listeners, the audience, whatever you want to call them. Those that will listen on the future on our podcast, which you can get by texting podcast to 1-800-774-0093. And we're also on the Odyssey app, Spotify, Google, yep. All of them.
Our associates, our friends.
Is it going back and forth and being hot and cold in here? Or am I having hot flashes?
I think it's been pretty consistently the same with me. I don't know if you're just kind of warming up and down a little bit.
I don't know. Did you say it was Terrence Howard?
It was Terrence Howard. It was a random reel, one of these shorts. He says he will not date a woman if there are no wet wipes in her bathroom. Now, I guess that's one of the things he looks for when he dates a chick. Immediately, he's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. No wipes anywhere. I don't know what he does from there, but I guess it's just like a one and done.
So is he with that, though? This was like what I was saying. Hey, look, save that. We come back on because I want to ask this question. Is he looking at that because he uses wipes after he, I'm assuming, number twos? Mm-hmm. But is it for his sake or because he's worried about what her rear end's like?
Well, yeah, he says if she doesn't have them, she's not completely clean. He's not down with it.
Paige, a woman, what do you think?
I have them, but I don't have them out where everybody can use them. They're in a drawer, but so you would have to ask me if you went into my bathroom.
What?
Where they were.
Paige, I just came in here to wreck your toilet. Will you bring me some wipes?
Where's your wipes?
No way.
I do have extra washcloths, and I do have that.
I'd use
your
hand
drawer.
Towel before I do that.
Yeah, but do you have like the makeup removers, and with those you got to keep going and going and going?
Oh, I'd use like 15 of those sponges. Those triangle sponges.
A carousel thing that's got all my skincare products that spins around on my counter.
Lord.
And then on the other side I have this shelf thing in between the toilet from Temu.
Honest to God,
really bad.
Have you ever got really drunk and just did your makeup and you look like a kimono dragon or something?
I mean, I've gotten drunk and did different looks just for fun.
You ever made yourself like Sting, the wrestler?
Yeah. Girls like
no,
makeup artists.
No, but I've done a leopard face and I've done the crow.
How the hell does that work?
Are you drunk when you're doing this?
It sounds like a mountain trip.
And,
you know,
and don't lie and say you didn't take a picture. I want to look at it.
I don't even think I have a picture of that or the crow because I remember my friend.
Oh, my God.
My friend
Emily.
My
so
friend.
Much.
My friend, we were talking about being on Tinder and the guys that she dated. And then I said, really like Brandon, the crow, that white face stuff. I go, I might be able to pull that off.
They wanted you to be the crow.
I've done things.
That's
Sorry.
Interesting. That sounds like a mountain trip where you take all the girls up there and you get drunk.
I'll have people show me pictures and they would say, this is what I because I have a bride that I'm doing her makeup, but you have to tell me what you want. I can't just like envision it.
Make me look like Road Warrior Hulk.
I'll make you look like the corpse bride.
I hope she wants to look like a geisha. Like you gotta have that little
yeah, with a tiny.
That's what I meant when I said kimono dragon.
What the hell?
No, no. I have to watch my diversity interference.
Geisha makeup is very matte, very, very pale, and I can usually lots of eyeliner.
Link the association, but
yeah, that's kind of like what Marilyn Manson wears, right? He dresses like a geisha girl.
I can't believe
is that word acceptable still? I gotta Google.
I mean, I don't know if I would. Could
Oriental's help. Out.
I don't think you can say Lolita anymore without linking to a bunch of videos.
Dude, I know. Like that was.
Don't type it.
That was like in old sitcoms and stuff. Like if the girl was kind of like remotely kind of, the character that was maybe a little loose, her nickname would be Lolita.
Oh, I can do Manson makeup. That's like a smoky eye.
Do people come asking for this at the counter? Like, hey, maybe look like so-and-so.
I have had, I guess this girl was going somewhere and she wanted like really goth makeup. But I don't
she's one of those emos.
Yeah, and I don't have like I had to go look around to get a really white foundation and some black. I use like eyeliner for the black lip liner I improvised, but I did.
You wear a Charlie Chaplin mustache.
But one thing about me is I sell mascara, so I can't put fake eyelashes on you. So if you bring it, I have to.
You ever had somebody got dotted up real good and they're like, hey, cover this up before I go to work?
What do you mean dotted?
Like, black eye.
Oh yeah, I've done makeup like that before.
But let's say you get a phone call and it's like, "Hi, it's Tay Starling."
Which she fights all the time.
Well, there's another thing about that with allergy, or if you have any cuts on your face, I would be very careful with putting makeup on that.
Cuts? I was like, I like face setting.
Well, she's like, okay, that's cool. And then she gives you another black eye. You just walk out with two.
I mean, if it's just bruising, it
matches it up.
Panda eyes.
She screwed up Fudge McKenzie. Fud.
I won't touch somebody that has like bad scarring or acne or something like on their face, because you could, if you don't know what's going on there.
What if they're ugly? Do you tell them? You know if you're ugly.
I don't think anybody's ugly. Like, I had this woman.
I disagree. I'll
show you.
I can always make it better. This one woman never made makeup. when you get to a certain point, you don't even look in the mirror anymore. And this woman never wore a stitch of makeup. She came in. I said, I'd be happy to match your makeup. And
was it Alicia Keys? She doesn't wear makeup
anymore. She lets you know about it, too.
That's how I knew.
But she was beautiful, and I matched her makeup, and I got rid of all the demarcation, all the stuff that was going on before. And
that's free?
Yeah. It's part of my job.
No way. I mean, I can't believe you got to ask for wipes if you're going to be in Paige's bathroom.
That's what this originally was about. It ended up going to wiping with makeup supplies.
I use my little hack that I use.
What's your hack?
Well, I'll take some toilet paper.
I'm
right beside the sink.
If it's nasty, you get in the shower, is what I'd tell someone. If you have a problem in my bathroom.
Good Lord. You understand how hard that is to do? Like, if you're at somebody's house and you took a dump and it got so bad, I need to take a shower.
I'll give you towels and stuff, and I'll, if I don't want you sitting on my furniture if you did that in your pants.
If you hear the shower running, you're going to know somebody, had a bad one.
Like, this is that Ben Stiller movie where he had to use her shower because he messed himself.
I would appreciate that.
Well, what if it's not even messing yourself? What if it was just a big one, where it looks like,
like, kid. There's not going to be any action that night. Like, none. Neither one of you is going to want
it. I hope not.
Okay, I'm going to one-up that, because what about in the summertime where my mountain place, and you don't know what these people are doing in their beds until you, because I have to take the linens off. And
you Verbo?
The bed clothes.
What do you mean, Verbo? Like rent?
Like you rent it out?
Rent it out?
Yeah, we do. But like say someone's been sick or they've had like kinky sex and stuff. I've had to take the sheets off, and I'm like, please don't soil the bed. Please don't make it go to the mattress pad.
God, man, what do you got going on up there?
God.
I mean, people have been sick. It's not me. Like, I've gone back and other people have been there. And I've cleaned up.
Like, you come in there finding like old dildos and stuff?
No, but I've gone up there and it seemed like there's a week worth of dishes that I've had to clean before my guests get there, because I don't
want mountain orgies.
I don't want them to think that I'm a dirty person.
Welcome to Paige's Mountain Orgies.
So come to Scatlinburg.
So I make sure that all the linens are nice on the bed, all the bathrooms are clean, it all has toilet paper that's going.
Yes.
Top point.
Maybe he's got a point. Like, I wouldn't think to ask a woman for wipes, but I would assume they'd just be there.
Now I know that they have to be publicly displayed, like your tissue box. You have to provide tissue for people in your bathroom.
But I'll be honest, I would look.
There's no have to in that. That's just called being nice. Yeah, I know, but you don't have to do it.
So now I'll have the tissue and I'll have the wipe box next to each other.
The wipe box? That sounds awful.
Where I have to identify that this is in case you have an accident. So
when you search,
plus that last one that's up out of the that means there's a little bit of doo-doo particle that touched it. I would pull that one out and throw it away before I pulled one to put. Right.
Wait a minute, that's where it's going anyway, then
I don't care.
Who cares?
Yours would cancel it out. Dare I say, probably kill what's on there.
Well, then you need to get 70% alcohol doo-doo wipes, and that might hurt yourself.
Oh, that sounds. You can look like a 13-year-old's face with acne breakdown.
If you want to keep it germ-free.
That'd be painful, man.
Like, I wonder if there's...
Because the other one, I don't think it really is... I don't know. Does it really get rid of germs, or is it
I don't want my butt to be an alcoholic, and me not.
Well, are you boofing the alcohol at that point?
I know, am I going to get a buzz?
But, I still can't figure out his intent with it. Like, that's how he lives, and he thinks less, or is he thinking, like, sexually?
I think this is more so the culture now, because people are just bypassing the wipes, and they go straight to the bidets.
Right.
Because you can get them pretty cheap.
And they want the woman to be clean. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And some people will use them just to get the process going.
But what do you call that, though? Like, hey, hurry up, the game's back on. I'll be there in a minute, I'm wiping. But you're not. I'm squirting?
I'll be there
in a minute. I finished up. I'm doing my water work right now.
Would you rather, like, if you're hot and passionate, it's going to be the night you do it, right?
Not if she's in there blowing it up, being honest.
That's not what
I'll
saying.
Say I got the headache.
So she uses the wipes to prepare for sex. Would you rather have that, or would you rather have her take a shower? Me, it's just... Everybody takes a shower.
I don't know. If you're hiding wipes from dudes and they're blowing it up, I feel like you want to take a chance.
I'm not hiding them. I just put it away so it doesn't look cluttered and nasty.
But that's better than having to look for them through all the
L'Oreal and stuff. I agree.
All the foundations you got and mascaras. And
I know.
And
it's bad.
All right.
I apologize.
There's a text from Party Man Dan. I've wiped with mascara before. I don't know what that means. I don't think that's the real Dan either. That's an 864 number.
I bet.
Do we have more than one? My God.
It's an imposter.
It's got to be.
Too much partying going on.
All right. We will take a break. And kimono is what they wear. It's not a
dragon. Oh, yeah, that's it.
I swear I was wrong. All right. We're getting you caught up. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.